Hi, this is Mary Beth. We're going to do the tree meditation to get us to the theta brainwave, which I've learned is a really good vibration for connecting with our animals. This is a good practice anytime that you need it. And what I hope will happen is that as you practice, you will notice that it takes less time to get where you want to go and make your connection. But let's start with this. Let's try this now. So let's close our eyes, do a little breathing. Nothing fancy, just whatever makes you feel comfortable. Okay. And as we breathe, let's imagine that we're a tree. And when I say imagine, I'm using that term loosely. So you could pretend, you could see in your mind's eye, or you could, how do I say, actually just like, what if I was a tree? Okay. All right. So we see our legs as roots, our torso as the trunk, and we see our arms, our neck and head changing into branches, and our hair, our leaves. And we know we're still human. I mean, we've got all our attributes, but we're kind of like a person tree. And as we do this, what I'd like you to do is breathe in the energy of the sun. It's a really comfortable, lovely day. The sun's out, lots of green leaves on us. And we bring that energy through our leaves, into our branches, down the trunk, and down into our roots. And we notice that we can grow our roots. So we use that energy to grow our roots, to go out of the building wherever we're sitting. So cool to imagine it, because you can do it all. It's all your imagination. And they go through the building into the ground. And they keep pushing through the ground, and they get to the rocks, and they keep pushing. And their goal is to get to the center of the earth. And I always picture that's like a geode, if you've ever seen one, where there's a crust you've got to get through. And then when you go inside, there's beautiful crystals. For me, they're clear crystals. It's my imagination. That's what I feel like. You could picture anything. Go on through. And what I want you to do is find a body of water. I find a well. I like the idea. Wherever it is, dip your roots in. Because your roots absorb some of the water from Mother Earth, that lovely energy. And now we've had enough. When we pull our roots out, we start to retract them back up out of the water, through the middle of the earth, and up through the rocks, then through the soil, the ground. We keep retracting them up through wherever we're housed. And we bring them so that it feels like they're the end at our feet. And we feel in our mind, we notice that we've brought some new energy to our feet. Just pretend, or just know that it happened. Now I want you to bring that energy up from your feet. And I'm going to speak tree anatomy and human anatomy, whatever works. So bring it up through your feet, up through the roots, to the knees, through the thighs, and into the trunk. And bring that all the way up through the trunk. Have it fill all parts of the trunk, the bark and the inside. There we go. And you're imagining it or pretending it. Just relax into the fact that it's happening. All right, and so send some energy into that big trunk, the right arm, all the way down to the fingers, and then send some more energy into the left, left branch. There we go. Sorry about that. Then bring it back up into the neck and into the head. And right now, imagine or pretend that you can feel your scalp, your human scalp, without touching it. Maybe you notice a part of it that feels a little tingly, or maybe you're really into the tree mode and it's like there's a little breeze moving the leaves and you can feel it as if it was moving your hair. Maybe you just find yourself focused on some part of your head, your scalp. That does it. Okay. So let's pop on out the top of the tree, the top of the body. There we are. And we find ourselves. And if you're doing this with me, you can imagine that we're doing it together. And if it's fun for you, you can imagine that your animals are going with you too. And you're all holding hands like some movie I've probably seen. I think of Peter Pan and the boys from Disney, Wendy and the boys. And we start moving away from the earth and we're moving through our solar system. So for me, I imagine the sun at my back. See Venus and Mars behind us, and we move out past each planet. And because we have probably had a picture of it, maybe we see Saturn or Jupiter. We see Uranus, who I still consider a planet, just because I can. And we move into the Milky Way galaxy, and it's beautiful. See lots of stars, maybe nebulas. We move through all the galaxies till we get to the end of the universe, wherever that is, and we just hang out. Because we're just energy hanging out at the end of the universe, and it feels good. But all of a sudden, I want you to notice there's a little golden ball of light of energy in front of you. And I want you to touch that. Again, it's your imagination, like you were a kid and you can do all this stuff, yeah? And as you touch it, something opens up. Maybe there's a door, maybe there's a window. For such a long time, I felt like I was going through a little cave. Whatever you do, go on through it and come to that place. Very nice, where you find your animal or you call your animal in and you talk to them. And when I say talk, I want you to make sure you use your words, your visuals, and your emotions, and you listen to them. And you imagine that whatever pops into your head, however it comes in, is something you're going to pay attention to because you just got something. You might want to stop the recording now and have your conversation, have your connection. When you're ready, you can turn this back on and we're going to go back. All right. Hopefully you're back. Maybe you took some good notes. I hope you did. So here we go. We come on back through that place that we were at the end of the universe. kind of close that place off, and now we travel back through all the galaxies, through our solar system. We find the Earth. As we get closer, we figure out what continent we live on and where we need to move in to. And we move closer and closer to our hometown and our building. And we move into the house and we hover about above our head. And then we dive back into our body. If you can imagine that you actually feel that, if you don't, that's fine, but it's fun to think of it. It's been waiting for us, keeping itself safe till we get back. And then I want to make sure we're grounded, so I want you to do a very quick movement of energy down your body to your toes. Grow those roots to the middle of the planet. And find that water source and dip in again. Doesn't have to take long. Just grab that energy. And then when you've got it, retract your roots up through the earth, back through your legs, ankles, knees, into your hips, and bring that up in and deposit it in your heart. Oh, yeah. You're fully grounded. You're safe. And enjoy your day.